You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, here it is. Wake Up Tucson anniversary observed. Christopher D. Simone, Matthew J. Neely,
good morning.
Esquire. Good morning, my friend.
All right, good morning.
Whew. 14 years. None of you, including me or Joe, said we'd ever make it. And here we are. Here we are. What an amazing, amazing journey. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Joe and I will do some deep dives on, you know, the maturer Chris and Joe, where we're at now in relation to the struggle. We've already had some, teaser appetizer conversations in relation to Faith Family Schools. And then at the same time, we're going to reminisce like a bunch of old folks around the Cracker Barrel, tell old stories, right? Joe's going to tell you about all of his hip-hop street cred. We're going to do it all.
Tell lies, tell stories.
I can hear Stella right now. They're all lies! They're all lies!
Old businessman's tales. I think that was your throwback.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tropes, tiresome tropes.
Tiresome tropes again. Yes. Good morning, Pets.
Too good, too good. We're going to thank a lot of people between the end of this show. We got Chef John Hone will be here from Gap Ministries for Food Friday. He's going to be previewing our amazing breakfast we're having at the live remote at Gap Ministries. Remember, wakeup.gapmin.com. Get your tickets, $20 for an amazing buffet breakfast and semi-award-winning radio, as we like to say. So that'll be fun. What else is going on today? Donald Trump for his, got indicted. So we'll see what that looks like next week in relation to would they like to have the perp walk? What do they want to do here? So the case itself legally is weak as hell.
Kind of flimsy, I think.
It's amazingly flimsy. I was just talking to an attorney buddy of mine yesterday, and he's just like, "This is
doesn't stop MSNBC from going all erotic on us, but this is a happy day for them."
And then the question is too. We'll have that conversation when Joey gets here, right? Is like, because you have all the Trumpers are like, this is going to give them a landslide in 2024. And as I thought about it, I contemplated life. I looked into the heart of the universe, and I went, meh. I don't know.
The primary or general? Primary, maybe. General,
Pyrrhic victories, maybe. Pyrrhic victories. That's what we specialize at the Republican Party. Pyrrhic victories. So I do want to of course, love and condolences to our good friend Matt Russell. His dad, very famous satirist.
Absolutely.
And piano player Mark Russell passed away at the age of 90.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Hell of a ride by his dad.
He brought smiles to a lot of people's faces. And, just something that bonded me with my dad when my dad says, hey, sit down and watch this. And this back in the 70s on KAET up in Tempe, you know, and yep. He says, hey, watch this guy. We really enjoy him. And so it's just one of those things that goes back a long way. And he made a lot of people smile. And when he did his humor, he did it in a good spirit.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
but he poked fun at the power people of Washington D.C. and
absolutely.
He did it with a smile, a piano, and a bow tie.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? What a good way. I need more smart satirical piano players making fun of people of D.C. So
right. We can laugh at ourselves. It's okay. Yeah, it was good.
We laugh at ourselves all the time.
Yeah. thank you for a lot of great memories, Mark Russell, and certainly, our thoughts are with Matt and the family.
Absolutely. So thank you, Mark Russell, for lots of years of amazing entertainment and doing what you do. So, and then on the other side of things, it's a big birthday today. Big hit of the llama.
Oh, yeah. Big hit of the llama. Yes.
Our very good friend and proto-wakey. One of the proto-wakeys.
Proto-wakey.
Don't even look it up to USD grads. It's going to blow your minds up. Don't even do that.
Archetype waking.
Is our good friend Bill number two.
All right.
So I've known Bill for years. He's been an amazing family friend. And I feel bad about this show and Bill number two. So here he is. Retired business guy. One of, if you want, to talk about a serial entrepreneur, right? It's Billy number two. And so here he is. I met him. He was, you know, he just wanted to be a nice social hermit in Oral Valley, right? Play. He was still making the mistake like I was in those days of playing a little too much golf, right? And he just wanted to be left alone, right? He just wanted to enjoy life, read some good books, play a little golf. In those days, you know, have a little Bacardi, then a little Diet Coke, make a little Cuba Libre in the afternoon. And, you know, he's an amazingly smart guy. And then why worry yourself with the cares of, you know, politics and all this stuff? And he made the mistake of being friends with me. Right. And then all of a sudden we do this show. Right. And then, it, you know, it get, and then he got, you know, and he is one of our, he is our chief research scientist at Wake Up Tucson. When you talk about the stories that power the show of things that we review and comment on the news.
Thank you, G-Man.
Bill is, you know, he's one of our prime, how would we say, curators of the news, and good smart commentary, and of course all of his stuff with his stock analysis and what's going on in the markets are invaluable. So happy birthday, happy 49th birthday to Bill number two. Again, a very, very good friend of myself, my family, and a great supporter and friend of the show. So he's been on the trips with us to Mexico, Nogales, of course Rocky Point a couple of different times. And then, of course, him dating Betsy is so bizarre because over the years, because Betsy and I used to work together eons ago with Tom Tracy running and selling Bert Lopez's hotels. This is before I started having kids. So
just amazing, yep. the connection.
Right, and they were brought together by the magic of Nebraska football. Just, you know, watching Tom Callahan screw up their favorite team and watching them and old ladies at the Fox and Hound yell at the screen. It's good stuff.
Wow.
It's beautiful. So, all right, we're going to go to break. The prodigal son is imminent in his arrival. So remember, Chef John Hone, Aldo from Rito Racetrack, and then Sean McCluskey for his every other week, his bi-weekly, can I say bi-weekly? Bi-weekly appearance in the third hour. So where do you want to go with today for our first song, Mr. Matt? What are you thinking? Oh no, the big one. This is when Joe and I thought we were going to change this this place in the old days. We thought, he's throwing me a curveball already. Oh, you're going to, wow, look at you. This is in honor of Bill number two. Look at him. Well, give me an intro as we play this thing.
It's Rachel Price. It's a request from his Bill number two's sweetie, Miss Betsy, Miss Thayer County. And this is Rachel Price. It's a song called Little Nebraska Town.
All right. Happy birthday, Bill number two. All right. Prodigal Son coming up next. All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. And again, if you want to get in on the conversation, 790-2040, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. And return of the prodigal son, Joseph. Hold on. Microphone for Joseph.
Good morning, Ed.
I mean, good morning, Matt.
Thank you. Had that one coming. Had the wrong one on.
Oh.
See? Just, we got Revolution. You got thumbs over here.
So
I was thinking, you know, we should have Ed here bringing you guys on, but in a way, you know, maybe.
Now we just need Higgins. Remember our useless weather intern we had?
Yes. Hey, so that music was what we opened with, right?
Suckers.
We're going to have a revolution. A couple young, spry bucks ready to take on the world has evolved and morphed into two old guys that sit on the porch and say, get your ball off my yard.
Absolutely. Leave me alone. You guys don't need this Frisbee. I guess I'll keep it.
How things change.
Absolutely. Now, don't ask me the question.
How's things going? Catch me up real quick. Because I'm seeing the homelessness and I'm on that neighborhood app. Oh. I have not introduced that to my wife because it's so scary.
Oh, yeah. She'll just.
Are you on it?
No.
Oh.
This is, it's just called Neighborhood?
Porch Step. Yeah. It's Neighborhood, your neighborhood or your neighborhood app. You get on it and you put the neighborhood you're in. It's like a Facebook for a real small neighborhood, your area.
Right.
And everybody puts in there what happened.
Oh, God.
Car got broken into, you know, cameras with people taking stuff off their porch. Bad. Homelessness.
So.
Bad.
To your answer, we'll keep it short and quick.
All right.
Devolving crap hole.
Are you talking about the federal government or are you talking about state? Or are you talking about city?
City of Tucson.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's out of control. It's out of control. It's, you know, we have free buses, right? They want to do it again, right? And which is.
Well, that'll solve it.
Which just spreads the crime all over the place.
How would you like to be a bus driver in that world?
Oh, they hate it.
Yeah.
They just hate it. And that's coming up Tuesday at the city council meeting to do it again. They just need to, yeah, I mean, you think about it, when we started the show 14 years ago, you were looking into how much we were already supplying money into that bus system, which I thought was 45 to 50 mil then, right? And now we're just going to keep making it free. And you're just like,
how's our cops doing? That's the
horrible. It's horrible. We're still in a negative trend that one day there'll be no cops.
Is it the point where.
And the police chief just admitted to Cavazos about 4 weeks ago on the air that he doesn't have enough cops to cover the city anymore.
Well, good. I'm in the county, so Sharon, you're in Oro Valley. So.
It's coming, dude. You're lower foothills, remember?
I am lower foothills.
I mean, you're right on the front line, dude.
I'm riffraff. I'm trying to be. I'm a wannabe.
And you're near the Rito River, right? Because that's part of the superhighway of the homeless, right?
Yeah.
So they just lit the wash behind Walmart and La Cholla by Foothills Mall on fire. Right? So when does that take out a neighborhood one day? Right? I mean, Dr. Neil and us, we're worried about lightning strikes. Mm. The fentanyl homeless guys are going to burn down neighborhoods before this is all over.
So you and I, towards the end of my tenure on the show with you, I got to the point where the market will decide. It's going to be a market decision, right?
Sure.
So TUSD will go by the way of school choice because other schools will come in and other opportunities will happen if they don't evolve and change. City of Tucson. But then when you look at a Portland, Oregon, and you think, how far does it have to devolve before you start voting against Democrat? I'm a D, my family's a D, I'm going to vote D, and you keep putting Ds in office, and they keep doing these things to you. When do you start waking up and going, man, my property values are lower, my quality of life has gone down, my kids have moved out of town?
So, and I think one of the things one of our themes today might be, right, is tribalism rules, right? Mm-hmm. And your tribalism will totally burn through whatever you think is the reality.
Right.
I mean, look at the fools that keep supporting. I mean, you said this 10 years ago. You said, Chris, let's say the whole city of Tucson devolves. They go bankrupt, blah, blah, blah. What's the percentage that all seven Democrats on the council get reelected? And I was like, I don't know, 97%, right?
Yep. With still, the Ukraine flag hanging there and the still, Black Lives Matter.
Still true to this day.
Well, look at Portland. I mean, Portland's, we've always kind of compared ourselves to Portland. They're a little prettier and they had a little better mojo going.
In reality, we're Detroit of 10 years ago.
Yep. Yep.
Right? I mean, Detroit's pulling themselves out of the hole more than we are.
Mm.
But we are that Detroit of the desert that you and I said 14 years ago.
Have you noticed going into stores lately? Walmarts or Ross's or whatever? Security guards up front?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Sheriffs. There's a sheriff at the Walmart on Wetmore the other day. I went in there standing at the front.
Ooh, Wetmore that's, Walmart.
That's paid.
That's
a paid spot. They're paying that guy to sit there all day long.
So remember that Starbucks just south of there. They closed the dining room area because of the homeless guys.
Try to find a restroom in a public place anywhere in town, which is it's an ADA responsibility. You have to have a restroom in a public space. But every store I'm going into, restrooms are closing. You go up into your world in Oro Valley, clean, open.
Sure. We have proper cops and, you know, it takes a little harder to get up to the OV.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phones. Let's go to bill number one. Again, one of the other proto-wakies. Billy, number one, you're on with Chris and the Prodigal.
Good morning, all. You know, listening to you two talk there, it's a reminder that so much has changed in at least the world of the Wakeys, but so much has not changed in the city of Tucson and Pima County. And the fun part is that you, as someone that's been, you know, from the beginning, and even folks that have come on of recent days, you wish more people would actually listen and understand what's going on this show. But the reality is, even if they listened, I don't know how many people would actually get out of that tribal mentality and actually do the things necessary to change things. And, you know, I've long maintained that, you know, listening to you guys, I've kiddingly said I blame you guys for some of the activism I've been a part of over the years.
You're welcome, Bill. Because we know your journey, man, and you have been you've been to the mountaintop. Let's put it that way.
All I can say is Al hates Joe and Chris like you would never do.
That's cute.
The funny part of that is he actually listens sometimes now to the show, so it's even more scary.
It's a beautiful masochist.
Yes, I know. I think at the end of the day, though, what you begin to realize as you struggle with all of the things you guys have talked about for all the years and things we see on a daily basis, and you can either give up, go assume the fetal position, sobbing in the corner, or you can do the things necessary to change. And if you can't make the big changes, you have to start with the small things, and hopefully it spreads. I'm an optimist by nature, but I'm also a realist. And again, you guys have articulated it very well over the years. What do you do at the end of the day when your frustration reaches a point where you want to do something about it, but then you look around and you go, there's a whole bunch of people that are so in situations far worse than I am.
So, Bill, you've done this as long as we have, and you've looked at it, and you've ran local, you've tried, you played. Here's where I'm at, and see if this resonates with you. The solution to all of this stuff is churches, families, and schools.
Yeah.
You've got to go to first principles and start with the next generation to explain that all this stuff we're seeing with tearing down statues and the politics of our day are downstream from where our kids went to school and what our churches did 25, 30 years ago.
Amen.
So the game is the nature that if you want to be active and get in there, churches, families, and schools, something that applies to those things, and you will see some benefits. Maybe not in your lifetime. Might take you 35 years to see that fruition happen, but that's where the battlefront is.
This is the conversation you and I have been having for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
Yep.
When we're around the old fire in Patagonia.
Could I care less about who's the president? Really, no. I mean, you know, could I care less about who's our city council member in Tucson?
So
not really.
What we're learning
it comes down to churches, families, and schools.
The ballot boxes are temporary fixes.
Well, are you counting those right? Are these even fixes?
Oh, right. Let's not go there.
Ay-yi-yi. Ay-yi-yi.
Well, Bill, we're sorry we ruined your life with this show.
Keep plugging,
and
Bill.
I apologize to you and Al and your mother for all of our transgressions against the Beard family.
Keep it up.
Well, thank you for that. And just remember, you know, that 30-watt station 14 years ago that, you know, you had to be standing in the right direction and very close to the station before, to hear anything to where you are now. Good
That's
job,
no
guys.
Kidding. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bill, thanks for all the love and support. Number one bump song in Wake Up Tucson history, the great Jerry Reed.
Trucker, trucker, breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got us a convoy.
Oh, here we go. We used to close hours with this one instead of Python. So, let's get to the first ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
He was OG transgender, too. Had to get that in before 7.
I think J. Edgar Hoover had him beat by a few decades.
Oh!
Nice, Matt, nice.
That's
Matt. Don't
Matt at KBY.com.
Eavesdrop on anybody. Get on Matt.
I was doing a lot of wake up memories on Facebook, and so I did my I did a picture of Patty and thanking for all her support, and I said she's gotten a lot better handling the complaint calls. Let's go to the phones. We got to get to the birthday boy, Bill number 2. Happy birthday, young man. How are you doing? Oh Jesus! Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Got Benny Hill.
It's a mix of the Yakety Sax and Happy Birthday is what it sounds like to me. So, good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, guys, and thanks for the kind words. I just wanted to, a couple things, actually, but first off, I just wanted to let you all know that, you know, without the radio show, I wouldn't have met a lot of these really nice people. They just wouldn't have been on my radar scope. So that's what the radio show's done for a whole bunch of us.
It's a community, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. And Joe, I'm so happy when you're back on the show. It's always good.
Thank you. Hey, Bill, you send out two or three a day, five a day, depends on what comes across your brain, emails to us, and I'm on that distribution list. Genius, because it's all over the board, and you source all kinds of cool stuff, and I appreciate it. So if you don't know Bill or you see him at one of these wake-up tardies, get his email or give him your email and get on his distribution list.
Sometimes I think I'm a pest, but you know, if I ever really get to that, I'll just pull the plug and go back to playing golf. But no, this has been a lot of fun, and there's been a whole lot of laughs that the radio show has provided. And Chris, we probably got some new wakies that don't know about this one, and you could explain it. I'll listen off air. It was the day Charles Heller came in, I think he had a 5-gallon bucket or something like that.
45. Yeah, it was a garbage can.
That's in sand.
So I'm going to say thanks for everything, and I'll sign off, and you guys.
Thanks for throwing that firecracker in the bathroom. Joe, you want to start off?
All right. Thanks, Bill, for that call, and I'll tell the story. So Charles brought in a 45 in a sand bucket, and he was in the studio. It was smaller than this one, and he was going to shoot it into the bucket. And apparently, in the county, you can shoot. I don't know, there's some rule that you can't in the city, but you can in the county or something, right?
We're
in the county.
He was so cute. He's like, yes, we're in a county island where it is okay for us to shoot this into a sand bucket.
Right. So we're in the room here, and you go out. I'm stay in because I'm like, I got my earphones on, my headset's on.
Well, so Charles, I love the guy. He's very smart. But this one, I rightfully disagreed with him. He goes, well, what about our ears? I'm going to be loud. He goes, oh, no, your headphones will provide enough for get out of here.
So it's the first and only time I've swore on the air. I said the SH word and Ed had to hit the button because it was so incredibly loud that I'm like, SH.
I just remember closing the door, going over to Ed's side of the closing that door. And I'm like, all right. Shoot your damn gun. It was great.
That was fun. Many, many moments of those fun, just crazy. When you do this, as you listen, folks, you know the routine, right? You'll have a restaurant owner one day, and then you'll have a small business guy, and then you have U.S. senator.
Right.
So you just never know what's coming through the booth and what conversation you're going to have.
Sure.
And what comes up.
That's what makes the show fun to do and hopefully listen to is that variety. Because if we just did all political, like we keep saying, we just beat ourselves in the head with a rock.
We tried to do positive Mondays. How long did that last?
About a week and a half.
Right. Where the whole day we tried to say only thing positive, nothing negative.
One of our other proto-wakies, Gloria, had great hope for that.
Yeah.
And then that was over.
Run out of room.
So Bill was talking, I think the greatest legacy of the show, whenever they run us off, is always going to be these relationships.
Yeah.
Right? So all of the things that have come up from those connections, right? Things that you and I have done business-wise, educationally,
charter schools,
all these things, right? Comes from the show, right? And then those friendships, and this is where I want to bring in Adriana, right? So Adriana comes out of nowhere and says, love the show, and I think you guys should do these happy hours. And I'd love to be your unpaid event director.
We've got a lot of unpaids in our life. Well, unpaid interns. We've got a whole bunch of them.
And so she started putting these things together on a regular basis.
Right.
Right. And that really cinched the connection of the community, that you had these like-minded human beings from various walks of life and religions and geographically and all, come together and start building those friendships. Because we could all be a radio, kind of, hey, we all like the show, but until you meet each other. Yep. Right. And so that's the biggest legacy of the show, are always going to be those friendships, right?
Because many people sit there, and you're probably one of them now listening, and say, oh, I like the show, but I'm just a little nervous going out. I don't know if I want to meet someone, or how can I activate? What can I do? That we're tribal by nature, right? Humans. That's why churches are important. That's why Rotaries are important. That's why community, getting to know your neighbors, is important. And what do we do during COVID? The first thing they do is keep you away from other people.
Yep.
And that's why the mental health crises are happening in the young kids or the older folks.
Correct.
Get out there and get engaged. And this is a community that may think like you, may have some commons, but it's just people. It's people to know.
I've had so many people say, I have met friends through a radio show that we will be friends to the day we die. That's mm-hmm. awesome mm-hmm. to me. If that's the legacy of the show,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. I'm
Amen.
Way good.
Amen, Reverend Chris.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Brushfire Sean. Sean has not probably talked to Hig Dog in a long time. Brushfire, what's shaking?
I'm telling you what, I met so many people through this radio show and my radio show. Let me ask you guys, 14 years ago, if I'd have been the first caller on your show and you did the YouTube thing, and I told you three things that you would not believe was going to happen, what would it be, Joe? Go ahead, Joe.
I'd be here 14 years later talking to Sean, number one, and Chris. That's probably number one.
No, Sean's still alive.
That's Sean's
right,
still alive.
Right.
Hold on, Sean. You get this. Hold on. Thank you.
I would have to say the condition of our politics and our country and our city did no idea we'd degenerate to the point we are. No yep. idea. That would be number two. Number three, Chris, what do you think?
The second one you just said is amazingly true.
No clue.
That they could be this bad.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then put the blinders on so big.
Right.
Right?
Propaganda.
Right. And then the other thing would be, I think, the failure of the local journalists 14 years later. Right? Because they're supposed to be kind of out there looking and the blinders on local journalists has been, I could never imagine.
Yeah.
It'd be that bad. And it's back to political tribalism.
Yeah. Sean, what about you? Anything we missed?
I mean, the one thing, and I'm gonna dip into a place that I don't like to go. 14 years ago, if I would have been the first caller on your show and I said, you know what, you're going to get to a time where little boys and little girls are not going to be little boys and little girls and do things to themselves, you guys would have laughed me off the air.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things like that in relation to...
You'd have laughed me off the air.
Right.
You'd have laughed me off the air. And, right. and I was the guy, I took my dog in there and I walked in there with a Glock and I emptied a mag and I forgot about the dog. The dog didn't have earphones on.
Mm.
I did the same thing.
Mm.
I emptied one, but I train my dog with me to shoot.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to get her to shoot, but that was the worst thing I've ever done. Hold on.
Are you teaching to train your dog how to shoot a gun? Is that what I just heard?
No.
Oh, I was
training
like,
her to be with me.
Oh, okay. I want to see that.
I don't want her to run away. Nah, that's not good. No, we don't train dogs how to shoot.
Okay.
But we train dogs how to be with us when we do shoot, so she doesn't run, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Well, Sean, we appreciate your support over the years, and we're glad you're re-engaging with the show.
7 years ago.
Thanks, man.
7 years ago, I met you guys, man. And I'll tell you what, every day I go over the corner at Harrison and Golf Links, Houghton and Golf Links, every time I see that school, I say, you know what? Somebody made a difference in this town. Thanks,
man, brother. You're welcome.
That's true. Sean, thanks for the beautiful call, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, one other one I'm going to add to you.
Yes, sir.
As we did this show, I looked at the news media, kind of, you know, I read Washington Post, New York Times, NBC, CBS, ABC, and I would get to these fringe blogs and ideas and other articles, and I'd be very careful on air talking about some of them. Then it got to the point where, okay, that's a little bit to the left. It's pretty clear. NPR, what don't they talk about? We had that talk one time. What don't they bring up on NPR?
Sure.
Right?
It's about omission.
I think the Trump 2016 to 2020 opened this Band-Aid and made them all apoplectically overreact to the point where they exposed the dirty little secret that they're all kind of on the left and they have an agenda. Then you go through these Matt Taibbi and the Twitter files and what's happening and the exposure, and you're like, oh boy, it's much deeper and more insidious than we even
Absolutely.
Ever thought.
We were having a discussion yesterday about just, you know, everyone, you know, in relation to all of this breaking open, right? And in the end, right, it all comes down to the Trump election,
mm-hmm.
right? And we just talked about how him being that guy who challenged the bureaucracy. We right. said he was going to be an atomic bomb on 535 congresspeople,
right?
Plus a Supreme Court and an entrenched bureaucracy that doesn't want change,
right.
right? And he came in as such a bombastic kind of guy, right? And all those people at that, when he got elected, because they couldn't believe he got elected, was all those, everyone activated to kill that guy.
Right.
Right. And then everyone.
They dropped the veneer of trying to be impartial, or like universities. Let's look at, you know, every institution that we own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, wow, I didn't know you're that far deep in there. Man, there's another one.
Right. Universities, schools, right?
The bureaucracies.
Church. Right. We saw it across the board, and then the media was totally exposed.
Right. So that's, I think, a big change from 14 years ago. Never would have ever guessed that that creep had been so deep and so that creep into the world.
It was there.
Yeah.
Barney's been trying to tell us, Yuri Bezmenov, the whole thing, but we didn't believe Barney. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's go to break. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone, and you're on Wake Up Tucson. It's the 14th anniversary show. I'm going to be quiet because this is one of our send-off songs on our great Rocky Point trips we used to do. I'm going to be quiet. 6:50 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Joe, it's Food Friday, so our friend Chef John Hone's going to be here from Gap Ministries.
Oh, cool.
At 7:07. We're going to do our live remote breakfast at Gap on Tuesday for Arizona Gives Day.
Cool.
Help them hit their power hour numbers. So $20, go to wakeup.gapmin.com to get your tickets. Why are you laughing?
I'm thinking about remotes.
Ah,
how much I hated doing remotes. Because nothing worked and your heads were I just remember we met Gloria at a remote at a bank, right? That's her Gloria
the one,
Teddy.
The one at St. Philip's Plaza.
Yeah.
It was Teddy, Gloria, and then Councilwoman Solette Lattice. Remember?
Yes, totally. it's burned on my memory. I hated remotes, man.
So remotes were always dicey, and then Joe was always a little shy, a little gun shy on a remote. And then the finishing move was the World Match Play tournament up at Dove Mountain.
Right.
We thought this is sexy as heck. We're like, we're going to do a remote in the media tent.
Right.
And we get ESPN's next to us to the right. The BBC's there, right? Global, all the technology in the world, right? It looked like NORAD when we walked in there. Terry Live, God rest her soul, right? Set up the remote. She tested it the next day. Joe's like, all right, this is going to be good.
We made it.
Didn't work.
Nothing worked. Couldn't hear, couldn't speak, speakers didn't work, connections didn't work. We're going over to BBC, like, can we plug into your whatever over here? Can you pipe us over to Tucson? I know you're worldwide, but...
And so that him, it's over.
I think Joe's, we went drinking at that point. I think we go get some Bloody Marys. Like,
we did. So Joe's dejected. Mm-hmm. And we're having Bloody Marys and breakfast overlooking the golf course. He's like, that's it, dude. It's the last one. It's the last one.
Too fun.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the inspiration for our long-lived Positive Monday segment, Tia Gloria. Gloria, good morning.
Are you calling me the biggest failure of Wake Up Tucson?
Now you try, Gloria. We're going to give you a big A for effort on that one.
We call it the Rio Nuevo of Positive Mondays.
I felt like Sister Mary Frances at St. Mary's who kept saying, if I just hold one more rosary for young ladies, they will quit dating those bad boys. It never works.
That's a good one. That's a good reference.
Is that a good... I remember Sister Mary Frances. She had such faith.
You know that. Absolutely.
She could really do it.
I love nuns with faith.
Gloria, I think our mothers pray for us a lot, but you're number two. You're right there behind us, making sure we're on the straight path.
We are. I love your mother, Joe. You know, I met your mothers, and both of them are just wonderful women. They must pray a lot. Anyway.
Something's got to keep me from the hellfires of hell.
Right. So.
Yeah. You're really right. And Betsy reminds me of this all the time, that it's the people we've met, the friendships we've met, the cookies that this saint of a person on your show brings to us.
Or how about when you did the pothole bake sale on Drachman, because there were such bad potholes. You made cookies and we sold them to fill the pothole. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was the best, but it was just, I showed up with what I had and I thought, nobody's going to stop. I might make $10. Selling this stuff. And then when you guys said she's run out, pickup trucks stop showing up. Start showing up with all sorts of things for me to sell when I ran out.
Well,
and
awesome.
I never thought you guys gave me the courage to do that.
And then we tried to give the money to the city, and they didn't know how to take it, right? Didn't we go to council? We somehow tried to give them a...
Remember we gave her the big check. You had Chief do the big check for her.
Right, to fill a pothole.
Well, they said, we can't take cash. You have to come back tomorrow and give it to at the window in City Hall, which now, if you try to get into City Hall, you know...
So think about this, right? So this is how messed up the city of Tucson is, right? So this cute little Tia... Right, comes up and says, "Look, it's really bad. How much money did you raise? Like $170?"
Right.
Yeah, near 200.
Right, and you're like, "Man, the roads are so bad that right. I did a bake sale." Right. So instead of saying, "Point taken, Gloria, we're going to do better," they said, "Show up tomorrow and give us your $170."
Right.
We're at that point. We're a $1.5 billion government. Give us the damn money.
So
not only do we have bad roads, we have a very inefficient bureaucracy. Right. Right? So exposing another problem.
Oh, it was so funny.
Remember, and the city attorney walked me out because I've known him. You know, long time, know his daughter, his wife. But walked me out. And he goes, "Honestly, Glory." I think he was rooting for me.
Oh, it was fun.
No, this show has really, for those of us who have laughed and cried and actually signed petitions, have made phone calls for candidates, which I had never done in my life, made 5,555 phone calls. Me, because of this show. So, yes, you do make a difference, and I wish you both more wonderful things, and may God bless you always.
Oh, you too. Thanks for the rosaries.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
And Arena started.
All right, Glory. Thanks for all the love and support over the years, and give a hug to Teddy for us.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
790-2040. Listener Robert, you're going to love this. The city of Tucson spent $500 to take in Glory's $175.
I'd have a vote.
Let's sneak another proto-wakey in, Barney, before we get to the top of the hour. Barney, what's up? We know about Yuri Bezmenov. I'm just kidding.
Yes, I know. I got to do a mention related to that, but what a privilege to follow Tia Gloria. She has just been a shining jewel for this show, and it brings back, we're talking about memories on the show. I first met her, and to see how much things stay the same, shortly after she and Teddy's house was broken into.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
And so, great. Crime has certainly diminished at all.
So Barney and I met in 2008. We both ran for office. And got to watch that and be a part of that, and we got to see each other as candidates, and then eventually as friends through the radio. It was awesome.
How many votes did Barney lose by?
Well, that was back in 08.
Yes.
I had to run again because Bronson, who against all odds is actually doing a couple of good things these days, she was being primaried by the chairman of the Pima County Democratic Party.
I remember.
Yep. Yep.
So, I figured if she loses in the primary, there's got to be a Republican in to pick up the pieces. But I first ran in 2000 and lost by a swing of about 750 votes.
Mm. Gotcha.
On paper.
Well, I don't want to run out of time. So, Barney, thank you always again, not just for your support of the show, but Barney is a workhorse.
Yep. Yep.
He is... knocking, he's done the doors, he's done the signs, he's done fundraising.
Yep.
Keep it up, Barney. He's a total workhorse. So, Barney, thanks for all your support and help through the years.
Quick, if I could squeeze it in, Bezmenov describes how they did it, but
it's eerily consistent, isn't it?
45 goals of the communists undermining us, and every listener should Google that. And that is the list of what they've done. And on that is faith, family, freedom, just the things you're ticking off, Joe.
Yep. I'm sure it'll all work out, Barney.
Absolutely.
What's with that? Thanks, guys.
All right. Chef John Hone's coming up to fulfill one of our Friday traditions, Food Friday, where we have been exposing you, not ourselves, but exposing you to great locally owned places.